The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. I have a couple of ladies in the studio today. We have Kelly Jo Osentoski. She's with the Harbor Beach Chamber. She's also the Community Promotions Director for the City of Harbor Beach. And Debbie Brando of Harbor Beach, who helps out in a lot of these chamber and city events. We're going to be talking about this weekend, the Harvest Festival. It's already time to be thinking of Harvest Festivals in the fall. It seems like summer just never wanted to end.
Hard to believe that fall's here already. Summer flew by. It was a great summer, especially in Harbor Beach.
Busy.
Wonderful summer. But yeah, this weekend is our Harvest Festival. It's filled with all kinds of activities throughout the day. The main one that most people want to hear about and like to know about is our chili cook-off.
Yes. And this year we have 17 businesses that are taking part in it. So it's going to be a lot of good chili out there this weekend.
Well, and it's Saturday, so maybe they're already stewing it a bit to make sure it's good and good.
Some
and
maybe
together, because a lot of these things they get a little better the longer they're
chili's
together.
Always better the second day.
It
after
is
after it flavors through.
It is.
So.
It is.
So yeah, so the chili cook-off kicks off at 11 a.m.
So you get to sleep in a little
you
bit.
Can sleep in a little bit, yeah.
And build up your appetite after breakfast.
Or don't eat breakfast. with 17 samples, you will be full by the time you're done.
Yes, yeah. You don't think so when you go start going around, but when you get to the last one, it's like, wow, that was just lunch, you know?
It is. It's lunch.
But it's 17 little cups full of chili that add up.
And a variety of it. I mean, you just don't know what everyone has in their chili, and it's... But they're all delicious. They just
and
are delicious.
They're typically not the same year after year.
They don't come back with their favorites. They try
something
new.
They're always trying something different. It's kind of fun to see and taste all the different flavors they come up with.
And you've mentioned in the past that sometimes they don't even look like chilies that you portray. There's white chilies and other types of things that have come about using more like Alfredo sauce than tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my gosh, it can people get very creative for this.
They do. They do. I had one person tell me that, oh, one year we even put chocolate in our chilies.
But they're good. It's
they
all
are.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, and so. It starts at 11, runs till 3. How do people participate? Where do you start? Because you have to get a ballot or something to check off who's the best.
Right. Yes, you're going to start at the Visitor Center.
Which is located?
On Huron Avenue, right next to the Murphy Museum.
Okay.
Now, it'd be right next to where the car giveaway is going to be.
Well, look for LEW because they're around there too. But this is north-south of the light.
South of the light.
Go down to the Murphy Museum area, and you will find the Visitor Center. Mm-hmm. Right. That's where you register.
Yes. You're going to come into the Visitor Center, and you're going to purchase a button for $3. Or if you already have your Harbor Beach button, you get $1 off, so it's only $2. So bring your Harbor Beach button if you have it. But for $3, you get your button, which allows you to go taste all the chilies.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a ballot with all the different locations on it, the names of the businesses participating, and that will also have a map on the back of it.
And each person who wants to sample needs a button. So
yes, they do.
So your husband and wife, you know, each of you get one, so you can talk later on, why did you vote for that? That wasn't the best.
And yes, and then once they are all done sampling all the chilies, they can bring their ballot back, drop it in the basket, and have a chance to win a chili basket. It's usually a nice big pot with all the different kinds of things that you can make a chili out of. So it's a really nice gift that somebody
will
win.
It is. It's usually a great chili basket that's put together, and people always appreciate getting it. So that's just a drawing of all the participants that return their ballots by 3:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Are people very, protective of their chilies? Do they get snobby about it? It's not chili, it's chile.
There are some that have the recipes out there that you can take. They'll have it all printed out already and on a pile, so you can just help yourself to it. And then there's some that, they won't give a secret because that's their chili.
And a lot of times it's a family thing, you know. This is the way the family learned this is what chili is. You go someplace else and it doesn't quite taste the same because this is how mom mom and before her grandma used to make it.
Exactly. And then there's others that are like, well, I'm not sure what the recipe is. A little of this and a little of that, about that much of that.
sort of the mad scientist
exactly.
approach to it. You know,
exactly.
Alive, it's alive.
But to go around and sample them all and listen to what everybody's saying about them, I mean, there's a it's all good stuff. They're like, oh my gosh, I think it's a little of this and I taste a little of this, you know, but yeah, it's all good stuff that you hear about the chilies.
And by the end of, do you have to be there to win the basket at the end of the day? Because, you know, if you're like me, you can eat 17 little batches on a short order and you may not want to stick around until the end because you wouldn't want me there at the end. You'd want me to get home.
No, your ballot will have your name and phone number on it. And if you win, you will be called to come pick up. Yeah, you'll be notified to come pick up your fun basket.
Okay. Good to know, because you get a lot of people come up for the weekend, not necessarily, you know, from the area. And they're unless they give you their cell phone, your number might be going someplace else.
We have a lot of people that come from all over. They come just for these festivals. They love what we do up there, and they come. They are,
and religiously, there will there's certain ones that come every year, and then there's new ones, of course, that are coming for the first time.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, is that fair if they come religiously and one of your sponsors is Our Lady of Lake Huron?
Might help.
I don't know. I just thought, you know, if you're going to go that way with it. But they're at the, usually at the location where they're doing this, except for two this year, but you're going to be at the library. And that is Our Lady of Lake Huron, and also the Harbor Beach FFA is going to be having their own chili.
Right. The FFA, this is their first time doing it. They did the salsa tasting a couple weeks ago. They actually won the salsa tasting.
Took first place because all of their stuff came from their community garden that they made all fresh produce. And so it's...
They got a lot of it for the salsa. I don't know what type of chilies they might have been raising.
I don't know. We'll see on Saturday.
All I know is that it may have been what kept the thumb warm this summer.
There you go.
But yes, all the others are at the place of business.
And you can go in any order. Just follow the map to the different locations and try the different chilies. And they don't say on there what kind of chili it is. It's kind of a surprise when you get there.
That's correct. Yeah, any order's fine. They'll be listed 1 through 17, but you can start in the middle. It doesn't matter where you start.
We were chuckling a little bit before the show about the hospital's chili, whether they needed a defibrillator next to it. You know, maybe just in case. I mean, warn people, it is somewhat deadly.
That's right.
Well, and that's just part of what's happening, but it's $3. If you don't have the Harbor Beach button, if you have the Harbor Beach button, it's
$2.
How do you get the Harbor Beach button? Is that something you should already have? Or
typically, people would already have them. You can purchase them anytime throughout the year.
Are they
at the visitor
future, from past events that are still
correct?
Good? The Harbor Beach button is
it's
for
good.
2016.
It's a 2016 button that is good for all year. That will get you a little discount here and there for different chamber events.
And usually at the first of the year when we start events up there, that's when we get the buttons out. So if you get it at the first event, then you have it through the whole year.
There's a few there. If somebody really wants a Harbor Beach button, they can purchase one on Saturday.
Yep.
And those are $5. So.
And then come the end of that time period, then you look at the ballots and you tabulate who the big winner is.
Yes.
What does the big winner get? They get like, you know, a fanfare and say congratulations, or is a little something more in it for them?
They do get that. They get bragging rights for the year. This year, they will receive $50 of Harbor Beach bucks and a traveling trophy that they can put in their place of business and let everyone know all year long that they were the chili winner.
So by traveling trophy, it'll mark that 2016, this was the winner, and then in 2017, the next winner will be on it, and it will travel to the next one.
Right. Next year, it'll go to the next winner, or stay if they win again.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to twofer.
It is. And that's the one thing, is every year, it's like those that are there tasting are looking for something different.
Yep, they want something new, so they try new things, create a new chili.
In the past, has it been the real hot ones that seem to win, or is it the ones with the the layered flavors within it, because there's two ways you can go with chili, and I know people who just basically make it to see if they can melt the pot.
I don't think anyone's going to make it that hot for this.
And then other people who basically, you know, like to get the blend of the flavors and bring out the chili is just enough to where you've got a little heat, but you're really tasting the other stuff too. Do you find that which way it goes most, or is it just dependent upon who's judging that day? Who's the slip walking around town?
More or less, who's judging and the flavor of that chili. It's
right. There's no rhyme or reason as to which one wins any particular year.
It's the voters that come out and sample that are voting for, you know, people that are coming out and sampling are voters that are going to vote for their favorite. And so everybody has a different taste.
And you didn't get the fire department to do a five-alarm chili for you? I mean, it just seems like there's a natural.
We'll have to work on them next year.
Like, that's a natural. Call it your five-alarm chili.
Days.
You can bring in people from neighboring departments saying, you know, they're assisting at the scene and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you could make fun, a lot of fun out of it, right?
That's right.
I mean, let's have a good time.
The only problem with that is they could get out on a call and there's nobody left at the station to hand out chili.
Help yourself chili.
But you got 17 this year. Is that an increase? Are you finding more businesses participating in this?
It's about the same. That's kind of where we've been the last few years, is 16, 18, right in that general area. We have some new ones this year, but then we had a few that weren't able to do it this year that typically do, so it kind of fluctuates that way.
Okay. And that's not the only thing going on, though, as I understand it.
No, there's several things going on throughout the day. Go ahead.
We have a pie contest. And so anyone
this
that...
This isn't a math problem, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is...
Now,
pie
we don't,
contest?
We don't do too much math.
No. We keep it simple.
You have to find the area of the circle.
But we know there's a lot of great bakers in Huron County, Sanilac County, Tuscola County, and it's like, bring your favorite pie that you enjoy and let the judges sample. And I'll... Pies should be dropped off by 10:30 to the visitor center. His judging will take place right after that. And
you put your name on the bottom of the pan so that you know you get your pan back. Because a lot of people, you know, it's the presentation.
Oh, they do. They bring their nice
and
pans.
And it's the nicest, you know, pie serving thing that grandma had that they keep using, because this is, you know, a lot of what food is visual.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you see the pie, if it looks good, odds are your brain's going to say it's going to taste good.
It's going to taste
good.
It's going to go by presentation.
Creativity.
Yeah, creativity, the taste, the
texture.
Yep, it's all of it.
There's several different categories. The judges will rate each.
You got four this year?
We have four judges, yes.
And they are going to get a little sliver of each pie.
Correct.
And when you take four little slivers out of a pie, that leaves some pie left. And, you know, those of us who love pie, as you can see from my belly, we're wondering, you know, what happens to the rest of the pie?
The rest of the pies are sliced and individually sold for $3 a piece or 2 for $5. And you can pick those up after the judging is done at the visitor center. I know there's people that come in and want a piece of pie, but they don't want to carry it around, so they just put their name on it and leave it to come back and pick up later.
Well,
so
but you need to do this at like 10:30, because the pies are going to go fast when people start saying, I want a piece of this, I want a piece of this. There's not a whole lot to a pie.
Well, they won't be able to start purchasing the pieces until
after the judging. In case the judges need seconds.
Well, the judges have to look at the presentation of it.
I understand. There's a method to that madness, the judges. They want to see if they need a second. It just, I can't really tell. We're going to do it again.
Yeah. But the three top winners of the pie contest, the first place will take $20 home, second place will take $10, and the third will take $5 in Harbor Beach Bucks so that they can spend it around town. And it's always great to see what comes in, and we'll have slips there that we fill out the person's name and, you know, what kind of pie it was.
Do they get like a ribbon or something for it? Because, you know, there's a winning contest. I didn't know.
No, we don't have ribbons. It's your Harbor Beach Bucks.
That's what you get.
But we just
the bragging
and your bragging rights. That's
bragging
right.
Rights, and we get it out there on, you know, the news, and so people will know who the winners were. And so
and you hear the descriptions of the pies from past years, and it's like, oh my gosh, who thinks of this stuff?
And we will get pictures of it all so that we can get it out on our thumbnet.net.
But that's the fun part of it, is you do have some pies that come in that are very, very unique, mm-hmm. and you do wonder how they put it together. And then you have the old standbys that taste just as good.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, especially when you see the pies come in and the top of it is like cut out and designed, and it's like how did they get all this, like, right down to the little detail. It's yeah,
but we take all kinds of pies. It doesn't matter. I mean, you don't have to go into a lot of detail, but you can. I mean, so it's up to you what you want to do. I mean, because then of course when we do sell the pieces, it's, you know, used as a chamber fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Is it advantageous that it happens this time of year when a lot of the fillings are in season and they're the freshest and the best you can get?
Absolutely.
Just smelling them, you know, when because they're coming in.
You can try to make an apple pie for Christmas, but, you know, it isn't the same as just getting them fresh from the orchard. You know what I mean.
I know exactly what you're saying.
They do very well at storing them, but it's even like corn. Fresh off the husk, you know, I've heard in like 5-10 minutes it's starting to change once you pick it, so fresher is better.
That's right.
I don't know, there's pears out there on trees. Maybe we'll get some pear pies.
There you go.
You think?
And if you're lucky, they'll bring a pair of pears. More to go around.
You're just having too much fun with this morning.
Okay. But the pie contest has... regular judges, not the people going around.
Correct.
And then if you see what you like there after the judging, sign up for a piece and you can take it home, or two, if you're not willing to share the one you get with the rest of the family.
They go fast.
Typically they do.
And this program, is this a fundraiser for the chamber for the city, or is this one of the events that kind of comes from other fundraisers that's like the payoff for the locals to come in and enjoy this?
No, this one, it's basically a fundraiser for the chamber to help with some of the different activities that we fund throughout the year for organizations when they're asked for donations for different things.
Little expenses like maritime festivals. And,
yeah, just those little ones.
And big lighted Christmas parades and all these other things that need organization and all the other things that go into it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, all of our fishing tournaments.
Yes.
And
there you go.
So it's just a way to raise, you know, a little extra cash to help out with those events.
Mm-hmm. And give the town something to show up for, and it gets people around town so that they find out where these businesses are, you know, and see what they have to offer beyond the chili and maybe come back.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the hope, is that people will see what's, you know, in the different merchants' locations and see what they have to offer, and that... next time they need something.
I didn't know this was in town.
Exactly.
I don't have to drive all the way to the Port Huron or Bay City or wherever. I can get stuff right in town, save the gas and save the hassle, and talk to somebody friendly in the process.
You'll be amazed what you can find in the small the shops like that. It's just a lot of stuff that you can't find in the bigger places. And the service.
A lot of little shops have to become real specialty too. You know, with unique stuff, because, you know, you can get the bland stuff online. It's the neat stuff that you find local.
And the service that you get is just unreal. I mean, it's not like the big cities where you go down and shop in the mall and you can't find something and you're trying to look and you get discouraged because you can't find it. And you go in here and they're right there. It's, hey, if you're looking for anything and you can't find it, let me know. I'll help you. You know, it's the service is right there as soon as you walk in that door.
All the benefits of a small town.
That's right.
Well, yeah. It's why people like small towns. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, it's that you know your neighbor and you know where things come from. We're an agricultural mm-hmm. area. You can get a lot of fresh things here locally, and it's just a good way to live. Now, I understand there will be like an arts fair, which you can do some Christmas shopping as well.
You can. There will be the Harvest Fine Arts Fair. It'll be on the Murphy Museum lawn. There'll be different vendors of all kinds. I know the farmers market vendors that come on Fridays have all been invited to come back on Saturday to sell their wares or their goods or produce, whatever they have.
Because it's important to find a variety. You don't need 70 macrame tents.
Exactly.
you like to spice it up so people see, you know, different things and they can... find the unique.
They'll be lined up like in front of the museum, down the sidewalks, and there'll be a few on the south side of the museum, but then the car giveaway will be there too. So we'll have it marked off so that the vendors will have their space and WLEW will come in with their stuff that they will use that day. So.
And then we go beep beep as the guy drives off in the vet and tries to run
that's
him down.
Right.
I got my car.
That's right.
And this starts so. When, the vendors?
The vendors begin at 10 a.m. and they go until 4. Mm-hmm.
And usually with vendors, it's good to get there early because the best pickings are when they're fresh open because the cream of the crop people mm-hmm. see first. But sometimes you wait to the end and you get the bargains.
I was going to say.
That's right. They're looking not to put all this stuff away and take it home with them.
Right.
Again, especially this late in the season. They'd like to, clear out their inventory and start thinking about what they're going to bring next year to the events.
And there's a lot of good stuff. The vendors have a lot of nice things and a lot of things they, make. And it's
homemade
items that you ain't going to find in the stores. And it's just a great place to shop if you're looking for that unique gift and can't find anywhere else.
And like you said, Christmas is coming. It's not too early to start thinking.
It's about 15, 16 weeks away.
Sorry.
You mentioned you invited the people from the farmer's market to come the next day as well. Does that mean there may also be some local fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that to be found?
Absolutely.
As well?
Most years there are some fresh vegetables and fruits there that you can do some of your grocery shopping as well.
Because if you have a garden, you might want to be able to, make sure nothing goes to waste.
Exactly.
A lot of fresh, the mums will be coming in, to set out people to buy, and some good prices on those, so... It's a lot of good things out there.
There are all kinds of things. So you never know what you're going to find.
You don't know
what vendor might show up. And
just remember, most of these people are cash.
Yes, they are.
Transactions because they don't want to be hassled with checks and things like that. And they're certainly not going to have a credit card swiper there. That doesn't work out either. So bring some cash if you're going to go there. And it also helps you set your limit.
Yes, it does. You can't go over what you have.
You just have to be picky at first so you don't find something wonderful down the line and say, is the ATM open?
There are a few banks in town, so,
close by.
There's a chance. And are there still places available if vendors wanted to come out, or is that pretty
absolutely.
Much
okay?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Do
there's
they
room
need to
for
check
everybody.
Check in with somebody so you know how many are coming because you have to have enough space and if they need
right.
electricity or something else.
Right. Preferably, we'd like them to contact the chair of that part of it, and that her name is Jean, and her number is 989-479-5023. And so if you could give her a jingle and just let her know you're coming and with what you have, then she'd be...
Because she has to coordinate where they're going. That
exactly.
stops fights and everything else. Because everyone wants the best.
The prime location.
Yes, this is where everybody has to pass by. I want them to see my things.
Right.
But so that's going to be going on as well, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. So it's a daytime
yes.
festival. Not a lot, after dark or evening, so you still have time with the family and everything else.
Right, it is. It's just throughout the day. Everything wraps up by 4.
Yep.
And and like you said, you can go do your other activities and family events that you have going on.
And you can take that piece of pie and you can go see relatives and hoard it.
Yeah. Or you can buy some for them.
There you go.
You go to.
Eat it on the way.
I understand the lighthouse tours are still going on in the town. They've been popular the last couple of years, and they even extended the hours a little bit this year on weekends an hour or so because they've been having, people come up and sell out and stuff, so they want to get more opportunities. There is yet another weekend or two left of this?
Two weekends
are left.
The lighthouse, if you haven't done a lighthouse tour, it's the most amazing thing ever. You can register online to purchase your tickets at harborbeachlighthouse.org. When you purchase your tickets, you can set your time slot for when you want to go out. You can walk up, and there may be spaces available, but it's best to go online and get them first.
Especially when there's an event in town.
Yes, yes.
Because you've got more people in town looking for these things.
Yes, and there is a lot of walk-ups that come, and we try to put them in where we can, get them on the boat too. But when you...
You're not strapping them to the
No. It's an enjoyable ride out there with some great people. We give them information before they go out, and then they take their trip out on the boat, and they get a lot of information. Bring a camera, or your phones have cameras, and there is just so many wonderful opportunities for a picture taken out there. And the workers out there will take those pictures for you, and it's just amazing the information that you see and the people that come through, and even people that have the guys that have been out there working when the ships were all coming in and people were there constantly, for them to come back and tour the lighthouse again where they used to stay and see their pictures up on the wall. Then we want pictures of them again, you know, and it's just words can't describe
the experience that you will get
from the beginning that you get there until you get back off that boat. And it's we've had so many people that come back and tell us that this was more than what they even expected. So if you haven't been to the Harbor Beach Lighthouse, you definitely want to come. There's 2 weeks left.
Right. It's this weekend and then next weekend, which is the Huron County Museum weekend.
Yes.
So the lighthouse, weather provided, of course, as long as the weather's good, the lighthouse tours will be running again next Saturday as well.
So to go,
I had the lighthouse people in earlier, and we should say there is some stairs, there is some climbing. You need to be aware of that. It's not ADA, Americans with Disabilities, accessible. Mm-hmm. You'll need to be able to do a little climbing, a little walking, some stairs, because to fully enjoy it, it isn't just sitting on the boat being close to it. You want to be able to get in, and you need to think of that before you get out there.
Yes, and again, that website for the tickets is harborbeachlighthouse.org.
And when you're there, you can see the replica Fresnel lens at the top, and then you come down and you get back to Harbor Beach, and the museum has the real one.
Yes,
that you can check out as well.
Right, yes. With every purchase of a lighthouse tour ticket, you also receive entry to the Grace House Museum, which does have a lot of maritime artifacts.
Yes.
Including the original.
The original Fresnel lens.
The crystal one. Not the acrylic one that's in there now, which is lighter and easier to deal with, but the full crystal one that somebody had to really make these things perfect.
And it is gorgeous.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
I don't have to dust it.
To be right up close to it and see it, it's amazing.
Okay. And again, you say there's a lot of other things in the museum as well. It's not just just the lens. There's a lot of Harbor Beach history to be found right
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely. And also includes an old run-room schoolhouse that has how people used to go to school and learn.
I was one of those that went to a schoolhouse like that.
And we have a few left.
There are a few.
We kind of think like the most in any county in the state, the most number of them.
Yep.
But they're becoming fewer and fewer as modern times take
hold.
Yes,
they are.
It's a part of a legacy that we hope to preserve and not lose.
Exactly.
And that's why the museum has that type of stuff for you. I also understand you're going to be gazeboing dedicating.
Yes, it so happens that the dedication of the new gazebo at Lincoln Memorial Park is
the one right down Trescott Street by the pier.
Yes, by the pier.
Beautiful lake frontage right there, or bay front, or whatever you call it, harbor frontage.
The harbor.
Because you're inside the protected waters, but it's a beautiful area, green and open and playgrounds for the kids. I mean, there's just stuff for everybody, but you're going to have that gazebo dedication that day.
Right. The gazebo is at the north end of the park, and that dedication the gazebo is going to be dedicated to Ed Ramsey, and his family will be there, and that's at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And come on out. Good times always in Harbor Beach. And of course, I think we're going to be there, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are.
we kind of just kind of show up at places. It's just our thing.
We are going to be there with the giveaway car, and 300 people hold certificates to be able to pick a key out of that drum that we have and have a chance to be able to start that car. And if all 300 people don't show up, which you know, in the past, it has happened. I think last year we were 55 short, so there was 55 keys yet, and that car did not start. So that's where we go to second chance. I come down the line and re-register them, just their name, and that you're there, so that if we do go to second chance, then we draw a name out. You have so many seconds to get up there. So you want to stick around when
it's important not to just walk away if the key doesn't work, because you might get that second
because
chance.
Because if your name is called the second time, if the car hasn't started, and you only get so long, if you're not there, it goes to another name. And once the other name's called, well, you know, you're out of luck. but last year it did go to second draw, and so you just never know, you know, what key's going to start it. You know, so I am working on those. Keys are going in envelopes right now today, and that key that will start it will go in and it'll be ready to go for Saturday.
It starts, you hear the woo-hooing, and,
yes.
then, and then comes the paperwork for the transition following Monday. But we take care of that here at the station, and then everybody can have their vehicle
right.
and have their fun. Little time left in the
right.
year to enjoy these kind of things.
It's just nice going down the line and talking with all the people that has the certificates and getting to meet them. And, you know, I enjoy that part, and I just enjoy it every year.
Well, so we enjoy having you in Harbor Beach,
and we love
have
being
that
there.
Going on. And we think it's great that you want to end that good car giveaway right in our town.
Well, I'm from Harbor Beach, and I love my town, and I do anything to help Kelly promote it. You know, it's just fun to have the people there and let them experience everything that we enjoy.
And again, this weekend is the Harvest Festival.
Yes.
They are harvesting. I see them out there.
They are.
I don't know that farmers call that part of it the festival, because it's a lot of hard work.
It's hard work, but you know, it is kind of a festival with the reap the benefits of the year-long hard work that you do and raising
all the
sweating crops.
You did when we're going to get rain when we need it.
Exactly.
The bugs going to eat it up.
Exactly.
All that good stuff.
Yes.
So they're going to be having the chili cook-off 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. You sign up at the visitor's center. You get your Harbor Beach button, you go around and you sample chilies and fill out the ballot to the one you like and turn it in, maybe win a chili basket
That's
in
right.
the end, and you get to pick the winners for this year, and they get awarded their little due process of bragging rights
That's
and
right.
such. There's also the pie eating contest. You can get a piece of pie if you get there just after the judging, because they'll go fast, and then you can reserve a piece for yourself. And the winners of that and the winners of the chili contest will, of course, have it here at WLEW on Sunday and on our website.
Mm-hmm.
We're counting on that.
You will. You will. Trust me. You will.
You will
Fine
have.
Fine Arts Fair going on as well. Murphy Museum Lawn, 8 a.m. It sets up, and then the actual stuff starts at 10. Runs till 4. It's just a daytime activity
mm-hmm.
in Harbor Beach. Great way to spend the day with family. And then if you still have night plans, it doesn't kick into them.
That's right.
You have lighthouse tours, 9 a.m. till noon. You can go online, harborbeachlighthouse.org, and they can you can pre-register there, or you take a chance, see if they got
mm-hmm.
an opening the day of. And the gazebo dedication at 2 in the afternoon, Lincoln Memorial Park, end of Trescott Street, right on the harbor front. And then the car giveaways as well from WLEW. It's a big day in Harbor
it's
Beach Saturday.
It's a full day of events, and we can't wait.
It's a full, exciting day.
Yes, we can't wait.
And by the end of the day, the two of you are going, oh, thank gosh, it's over.
No, we'll all be planning for next year already.
Yep.
Well, I hope you get a great turnout. I hope you have good weather, and I hope you have a lot of people show up.
Thank you. Well,
thank
we
you.
Hope so, too.
Yes.
It'll be a fun day no matter what.
We love seeing everyone.
Thanks for being here. Our guests today on the program have been Kelly Jo Osentoski of the Harbor Beach Chamber and the Community Promotion Director for the city, and Debbie Brandau of Harbor Beach, who helps out on a lot of the activities going on in Harbor Beach for the Chamber. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.